USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after an Amtrak train derailed in Missouri.
That the information we have now available, preliminary, this is an active and ongoing investigation at the scene. That's going to take us several more hours to work through this today.
That's Eric Brown with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Several other injuries are being reported. The train derailed after it hit a dump truck at a public crossing in Mendon. That's about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Missouri police say two people died on the train and one person died in the dump truck. White House drug czar Dr. Rahul Gupta says the Biden administration is working hard to curb the national opioid epidemic. Testifying in a virtual House hearing, Dr. Gupta admitted the long-running overdose crisis has overwhelmed too many American families. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
NATO is continuing to make changes.
NATO will increase the size of its high readiness forces to well over 300,000. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced at a press briefing Monday.
But of course, this has to be understood in the light of what has already happened. Because since the invasion, we have doubled the size of the existing battle groups. For instance, Germany has increased their presence in Lithuania, UK increased its presence in Estonia, and Canada and other countries increased presence in Latvia. So more or less doubled the size of the existing four battle groups we had before the invasion.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
The Democratic-led January 6th House Committee is holding another public hearing on Tuesday. A statement from the panel saying it'll focus on recently obtained evidence and eyewitness testimony. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The House and Senate are not in session this week. This after President Biden urged Congress to suspend federal gas taxes for 3 months amid high gas prices at the pump. Biden saying federal taxes of 18.4 cents a gallon on gas and 24.4 cents on diesel should be waived until September. John Catsimatidi owns 400 gas stations across the country. He reacts to President Biden's comments regarding him and lowering his prices at the pump.
Traditionally, the gas stations make a certain margin. They have to pay their payroll. They have to pay their rent. They have to pay their electric bill. And it's the same margin that we've been making forever. And it's no different. Hey, sometimes it's two cents less, sometimes it's 2 cents more.
A huge military training exercise will take place starting this week around the Hawaiian Islands off the coast of Southern California. The Rim of the Pacific exercise, which happens every other year, will feature 25,000 military personnel from 26 countries. RIMPAC 2020 starts Wednesday and runs through August 4th. The Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche will be holding their victory parade on Thursday in downtown Denver. The Avs beating the Lightning in six games to win the Cup for the first time since 2001. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.